This Gordo's Corner brought to us by McDonald's and Dallas Dodge Chrysler Jeep.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Just warning you, I may take calls from the P1s in this segment because I think that I'm the only personality on the ticket. I had air quotes around it. That's willing to talk to the P1s on the air.
We just talked to the P1 a few minutes ago.
Obviously. All right. I got this audio here. You know, we're in this big political season right now, and a lot of people are telling us that this is the most important election of our lifetime, which they will tell you every single election.
Right.
Each election becomes more important than the last because I guess the idea is we move closer to the brink. Like we're just teetering. America is always just teetering right on the edge of absolute disaster. But yet, if the other side said that America was teetering on the brink of disaster, then your side needs to say, America's the best country that the world has ever experienced. Nothing teetering. There's nothing weak about this country.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, well, Chuck Norris came out, and he issued a dire warning for America. So this is filmed at Chuck's home. It looks like in his, what do you call them, dojos, his workout room, his... He's got a bunch of his black belts hanging up back behind him and trophies and things like that. It looks like a wide open room. And he's standing there with his wife. And Chuck Norris, how many times? Just married once?
Got me.
Craig, you want to research that?
I'm researching it as we speak, Gordon.
As we speak.
He has been married twice.
Twice.
He was married to Diane Holacek from 1958 to 1988.
Hey, I'm Diane. Hold the check.
He's been married to his current wife, Gina O'Kelly, for 14 years.
Okay. So this is Gina O'Kelly with him standing next to him. And there's something weird about Chuck Norris now.
Now?
Well, he looks like he's wearing a wig.
He may be. He's 72.
Right.
Whoa. 72.
Yeah.
And he's known as one of the most badass men who's ever walked the earth, at least according to the jokes he is, right? And he was very accomplished because didn't he win the, I don't know what the award is, for pulling the guy's heart out and showing it to him, still beating before he dies? He got the ultimate in martial arts, whatever that is. So, I've never really watched Walker Texas Reilly, that show that he did about the Methodist minister who...
That was unrelated.
...fought and committed crimes.
That was Chris Arnold's confusion.
But he talks on this, and he sounds like a real wimp to me. Now, I'm not calling...
Whoa.
No, wait. I'm not calling Chuck Norris a wimp. I'm just saying that
You're
his...
calling him out.
His voice didn't sound like what I thought it would. I thought he would sound like Rex Kwando.
My name is Rex. Bow to your sensei. Bow to your sensei!
Boy, I'm looking at a picture of him. Profile. That's got to be a rug.
Yeah. Something's going on there.
All right. He won the International Karate Championship. He was also Black Belt Magazine's Fighter of the Year 1 year. But I don't see the ultimate master...
Of the universe?
Of the universe thing that you said that he won.
Well, I thought he won that. So here he issues this 2 minute and 15 second dire warning for America. Did you find his Master of the Universe?
Yeah, in 1990, he was the first Westerner in the documented history of Taekwondo to be given the rank of 8th degree black belt Grand Master.
Told you. Uh-huh. Told you. And he did that by beating Big Blue or Kasparov or somebody. Little chess humor for people.
Humor. That would be an easy win for him. All he had to do was kick
Kasparov's ass.
Kick Kasparov's ass or the...
Bobby Fischer.
The door off of Big Blue.
You think anybody wants a roundhouse kick to the face while I'm wearing these bad boys?
He sounds tough there.
Well, he does sound tough there. That's because he's Rex Kwando there. But this is him telling us that this is the most important election ever and that we really need to vote hard against Obama.
Hi, I'm Chuck Norris, and this is my wife, Gina.
Okay.
All right, wait a minute.
No, that's not him.
Swear to
That is not.
I swear
that's
to,
not Chuck
yes.
Norris.
No, I swear to the Carpenter's son.
Youth minister.
You've got the hey, guys.
I swear to the Carpenter's son that that is Chuck Norris. Matter of fact, I'll go even higher authority than that. I swear to the hologram of Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
Play it again.
There's nobody. Okay.
Blasphemy.
Hi, I'm Chuck Norris, and this is my wife, Gina. We are here to talk about a growing concern we all share. If we look to history, our great country and freedom...
That does not sound like Chuck Norris.
I'm telling you, this
You're
is Chuck Norris.
Him.
This is Chuck Norris, and he's standing there, and he's dressed no. kind of like a Baptist youth Texas, minister, really. And he's got that crazy wig
Check
sitting on top of his head
of yours.
that doesn't look right. Look at this. All right.
Let me see.
I'll let you hear a little bit, too.
Norris, and this is my wife, Gina. We are here to talk about a growing concern we all share. If we look to history, our great country and freedom are under attack. We're at a tipping point, and quite possibly our country as we know it may be lost forever if we don't change.
What, Craig? Do you have a comment on some of the things that I am saying?
It's definitely him. And when you see him speaking, it doesn't sound as odd. But
what is that? What's on top of his head?
That's a rabbit.
It used to be a rabbit or something.
Here's what I think it is.
Yes, Craig, I would like to hear what you have to say.
I think it's because he's 72. He's not Skittles.
Change the course our country is headed.
With our country at a crossroads.
That's
Chuck
him there, too?
No,
he sounds really
No, no, that man is his wife, who's really hot. Man. But she has the voice that he should have, and he has the voice that she should have. They've switched voices somehow.
...ourselves what we can be doing to help support this great country we're blessed to live in, and how we can encourage our like-minded American brothers and sisters to unite and let their...
Now, meanwhile, it's kind of funny because when the camera is over on her, it's supposed to be a single shot of her. But he's halfway in the shot. It's like getting part, like half of him in it. Really,
what was this film like for?
Neighbor run the camera or something?
I think it was just a. I think it was just released on YouTube. Hmm. Chuck Norris's message to America. Hmm. Yeah, it does look like a neighbor ran the camera. Maybe Bob Crane came over and ran the camera.
No.
Voices be heard. It is estimated that in the 2008 election, 30 million evangelical Christians stayed home on voting day, and Obama won the election by 10 million votes.
We know you love your family and your freedom as much as Gene and I do.
He's doing a bit. He's doing a voice.
I wish I could figure out a description of what's on
top of his
head.
But you know, that does match up. When the times that I've seen him, I hadn't watched that show much either, but when I did, he did have kind of a soft voice.
And it is because of that.
And it is because of that. He doesn't know contractions.
We can no longer sit quietly or stand on the sidelines and watch our country go the way of socialism or something much worse.
Socialism.
Our only hope is for each of us to make sure we have not only registered to vote in the primary and the general elections for 2012,
this is so
but to make sure our voices will be heard by casting our vote on Election Day.
As Edmund Burke said, all that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men and women do nothing. Our great president, Ronald Reagan, said, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it on to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same.
President Reagan went on to say that you and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We will preserve for our children this last best hope for
me. Yeah, it has the energy level of like an insurance seminar web tutorial that you have to watch.
All right, then the P1s didn't see this because I was off camera, but while you were listening to that audio... Mm-hmm. I listened to some other Chuck Norris audio that I found on YouTube.
Yes, Craig.
He's got that same voice. That's his voice.
Well, how did we ever come up with a whole line of Chuck Norris jokes then if he talked like that?
I don't know, because I guess like George, I never watched Walker, Texas Raleigh.
Right.
So I never really knew what he sounded like. I just saw
him. So on that show, was he a stuntman slash Methodist minister? Or
I believe
was
so.
He
was a streetwise private investigator.
Was a streetwise private
Texas Ranger.
Texas Ranger.
Hey,
and
guys.
All I've ever seen of him is that kind of stuff. You know, when he would kung fu Bruce Lee.
Anytime I would switch on to one, I was so out. I was not a fan of the kung fu movie.
They filmed it here.
The kung fu movie?
Yeah. No, not the kung fu movie. The Walker, Texas Rally.
Like there was only one kung fu movie?
Yeah, it was just the one.
I think I got the hiccups while doing the Asian
I think we found
fighting.
The greatest yes. Chuck Norris God, interview of all time.
Remember that time when I had the hiccups on the air?
Muse in the News. The whole Muse, you had the hiccups, and it was the greatest Muse ever.
It was horrible. It was a horrible stop down.
Or we will sentence them to take the first
Listen
step
to him.
Into a thousand...
No, that's her there. That one's her. Please tell me he doesn't live here. He doesn't live here, does he?
He might. I think he does.
Oh, are you serious?
Well, he used to as of a few years ago.
Oh, no.
He may have more than one residence.
He's going to kill us.
If he lives here, I back away from all this.
I didn't know he was from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Why do you think I got my accent correct?
You're so bad.
Let's hear him live at a Maverick game, see what
Years
he sounds
of
like.
Darkness. If we fail...
Or listen to that. She claims that if we elect Obama, we'll have
a thousand years of darkness.
We'll have a thousand years of darkness.
Wow.
That sounds pretty bad.
That's going to suck.
That's a pretty long term.
Yeah, I've only got like four more years.
If we fail, at least let our children and our children's children say of us...
And our children's children's children. And our children's 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 children.
Mm-hmm. We justified our brief moment here. We did all that could be done.
Please stand with us. Let's unite for God and country, and may God continue to bless.
And meanwhile, he says, stand with us, and he pulls her over into the shot with them as they stand together, kind of look towards each other and look towards the camera as if they're, you know, non-denominational pastor and wife, you know, that kind of look.
The United States of America. See you at the polls. Thank you.
What do you think?
I think I'm cracking up at watching Bruce Lee versus Chuck Norris 1975 Return of the Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
And they do this shadow dance for the first 3 minutes. And Bruce Lee is stretching and he takes off his robe. And then Chuck Norris takes off his robe and he's got hair all over his chest and back.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah.
Come on, Bruce. I'm going to fight you really hard right now.
Certainly he doesn't beat Bruce Lee. Does he?
No. Bruce Lee won all of his fights. Yeah. Bruce Lee died young, didn't he?
Yep.
Like drowned while doing an escape artist routine? Or was that Houdini?
That was Houdini.
How did Bruce Lee die?
Very mysteriously.
On the set of a movie, wasn't he?
No, that was Jet Li.
Yeah, but... Bruce Lee? No?
It wasn't Jet Li. He's still alive.
Oh. Well, which one's
Bruce
the other
Lee's
one?
Son?
Brandon Lee. Yeah.
Brandon Lee. Well, who's Jet Li?
He's still alive. He's in The Expendables.
Is he related to the Bruce Lee?
No, they're spelled differently. He's
he's
Jet Li
L-I.
Is L-I.
Okay.
I thought Bruce Lee's son was Cliff.
No.
No.
Let's see. Thank you, George. Let's see here. His death. Bruce Lee death.
I want to hear...
What?
Walker, Texas Rally.
Lee collapsed in 1973.
Don't have it.
I thought you said you had it.
Mm.
I gave you a thumbs
July
down.
July 20th.
Oh, those thumbs up.
Suffering some seizures and headaches.
That's right. I think it was from the time that I karate chopped him across the neck area. Oh, no!
Oh, it's
no!
Bruce Lee!
Or it's a... Okay.
Looks like Bruce Lee might have been...
Then stay out!
33 at the age of his death.
That's very significant age.
What? Oh, no! John! I'm sorry! I'm so sorry! I was doing radio comedy! Oh! Oh, John!
He took some medication.
Yeah, let that be a lesson to you. No!
The medication? The medication killed him?
He took some medication for a headache.
What?
Slept for a while, woke up, and took him to the hospital, and he died there.
Oh. Indeed.
By the time he reached the hospital, he had died.
Bill emails and says, is that Chuck Norris or the big black cowboy computer?
Yeah, someone else guessed that it was Chris Crocker we were playing there. That's not true.
Well, it's a surprise for sure.
Here's a P1 that says that, well, people are commenting on his rug. If you're wearing a rug, that's okay. He's Chuck Norris, right? You're 72. You're allowed to wear a rug at that age.
Yeah, but I think that would be risky for a martial artist.
Nah, dude.
Wouldn't your rug be kicked off your head, like at the beginning of every fight?
Dude, and here's some sorry P1 who says that he sat behind him in church and sat behind Chuck Norris and his wife at church and then does a twit pic of
the rug?
The rug.
Well, he's a rugged guy.
Sitting behind him in church.
It's not bad.
Thank you.
Shouldn't that be a safe zone from twit picking?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Dude, that's wrong. You're called out. Let's see. Aaron Kutsera, who goes by the Twitter name Static Klingon. You're called out. Consider yourself on probation.
Ooh, you just got served.
Called out, man.
All right, Gordo, thank you. That's the corner. It's 9:33 on the ticket. David Moore joins us next. The Ranch Report and our official Cowboys-Giants predictions.
A little bit too much sustain on Ranch Report.
NFL. This is Norm Hitz.